Hello, how may I direct your phone call?
Hello, may I speak to Tybert?
Who is this?
Well, I'm Frank, and I'm coming from Opinion Research, and on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask Tybert some questions.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing, sir?
I'm okay.
Okay. I'm Frank, and I'm with. I'm coming from Opinion Research, and on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you some questions, a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and our local communities. I am not selling anything, and will not ask you for a donation. Would you be so willing to help us out?
Yeah, so this happened in Brooklyn?
Yes, it's nationwide. Yeah, nationwide.
Okay.
And, okay, sounds good. So, first question to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
At least 30, 35.
Oh, okay, so you did, huh? 30, 35, okay. Thank you for that. And what is your primary branch of trade? Bricklayer, marble, mason, tile?
No, bricklayer. Straight up bricklayer.
All right. Okay. Next one here, moving on. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice?
I'm just a straight up bricklayer. I've never been a foreman.
Okay. Let me see. Mechanic, apprentice. Let me see. Finish helper. Okay. We're gonna skip that one, okay? Are you currently working at a trade or are you retired?
I retired a long time ago.
Okay, retired, all right. Approximately how many weeks have you been unable to find work? Well, you're retired, so how many years have you been retired?
At least 12.
12 years, okay. All right. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Well, I'm going to skip that one because you're not working.
No, I would never work for a non-union.
Okay. Okay, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the past?
Yeah, well, about the same as in the past.
Same as in the past? Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Moving on, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number of union construction projects?
I can't really answer that, but I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Moving on. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union, that the union projects in your community?
Well, my community, yes, enough craftsmen is there to work.
Okay.
Why is it? There's a lot of non-unions about there.
There are some union jobs out there, yes. The unions are getting big now. They've come a long way now, nowadays.
Yeah, when I was working, they merged local them. I was original 34 and they merged to number one.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Yes or no? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? By a union? You never worked for a union, right? No. You said?
I work for the union. I never been a steward.
Okay, all right.
I use my tool at all time.
Okay.
Different companies, strictly union.
Okay, all right. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now in 12 months, in a year?
I don't know. I can't answer those questions.
I lived the
job long time ago, so
yeah.
I don't go to union meeting. I just sometime I mail in my juice or sometime I take it to the hall and that's it.
Okay. All right. And in every question there's always the option to say that you don't know, okay? So that's fine.
Yeah.
Moving on, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I don't know. I can't answer
okay.
that.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job sites, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned at the job where you were working? Okay, so the first one is dust, air quality.
Yeah, well, those are the things that affect workers, but they don't give you no mask to wear. The only time when you have masks if you go work on a side put brick or block.
Okay.
You have face shield and them things, so them they will keep away the stuff. But out of that, you'd have to come in with your own protection.
Yes. Were you ever worried about falling objects?
Falling objects?
Uh-huh.
No. When I'm out there working, I never worry about those things. I just make certain I'm safe. But OSHA will come and check the job, so they have to do a good job. So all I need to do is safe. If I have to put on harness, I put on harness. If I don't have to use harness, I don't use harness.
Yeah.
Yeah, left to what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Next question, okay? For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months or in the past year. The first one would be picketing.
No, they don't have that to Brooklyn. They have picketing for labor.
Okay. Next one, political canvassing.
No, they don't do that with bricklayers.
Oh, I see. And the last one would be union organizing.
They don't do that with retired bricklayers no more.
Okay, sounds good. In the last year, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Well, you didn't, so whenever you worked, did you ever see union representatives visit the project that you were working on?
Yes, when I used to work, delegate commander job all the while.
Uh-huh. Okay, there you go. Okay, so changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Let me see. So please rank those sources from the 1 to 5. With one being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get the news from. So, do you understand how the rating works from 1 to 5?
Yes, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna name them. The first one is print, or online newspapers?
None of the above. Every now and then they may send union will send you a pamphlet in the mail. That's about it.
Okay. Next one, radio?
Radio? I don't listen to radio.
No, you don't? Okay. Local TV news or programming?
Well, TV news.
Okay. The internet or social media? Do you get your news from the internet or social media?
None of the above.
No, okay. Cable news?
Like I say, I will watch TV. That's about it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Let's move on over here. Next.
Oh, tell me something. How far are you taking this?
We're 60%. We're 60%. So I'm gonna try to be quicker, okay? Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, or something else?
Well, none of them matters to me right now. I don't work no more. I just stay around and go to the gym and do what I have to do in the house.
Okay, but do you think, in your opinion, is immigration an issue, healthcare, the environment?
Well, healthcare are the key. And when you reach certain age in the union, they don't provide healthcare for you, and that's bad after you pay for you. When you're working, they take your money, and when you reach 70s, forget about it. They don't provide healthcare for you no more. That's not good. Those are things we need to straighten out.
Okay. Sure. Okay, moving on. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you ever seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. Here we go. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not so important at all that federal elected officials support it?
It's important for people to get paid.
Okay, yes. It's very important, right?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know which of them do, and I don't deal with politics. When time to vote, if I feel like go to and vote, I vote. If I don't feel like go and vote, I just leave it alone. Normally, the union always send you a list. In my era, it's strictly Democrat, the union defend.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM.
Yes, I watch them.
Okay. And do you support that side much more or somewhat more?
Yes, I think people should get their equal share.
Okay.
So they and I think they're doing nothing wrong, but they should get their equal share.
Okay. Sounds good. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Okay.
Listen to me. I have nothing to do with politics again.
Okay.
So, whether me disapprove or approve, you know me, nothing. I don't get nothing from politician.
Okay.
Politician does nothing for me.
All right. So you don't necessarily support any you know any candidate.
No. I don't support no candidate. When time for vote, if I feel like a vote, I go vote. I'm American citizen. I can go vote if I want to.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Let me see. Evangel healthcare.
Like me say, healthcare is very important, and at my age, I'm 76 years old. The union put me off for at least 70, and that's my right. The older you be, that's the more benefit you need, and over the years, you have to pay into it. And when you reach certain years, they eliminate it. That's not good.
Yeah. Let me see. This next question would be: and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Maybe
I disapprove what's they're going on with now. For they all over the place. They don't have a representative right now.
Okay. And sir, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I'm already a voter.
Okay. All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
Yeah, there's a chance I'll vote. I'm alive, I will vote.
So, probably, right? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, and the reason for that, the way he's behaved is when he lost, he refused to take his loses, and that's
okay.
Not good.
Yes.
We are different country. If you are good, what kind of example you are set?
Okay. Yes. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes, but
yes.
Like
okay.
Me say, I don't have none to do the union no more. We have to pay me dues every year. And as you know, they have to pay me pension. That's about it.
Okay. All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, just fair, or poor?
I think excellent.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, yeah. Sir. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, they should give retirees the medical till they die. They shouldn't cut them off at certain age.
Okay. So make Medicare free?
Well, I don't have Medicare. Right now, I'm using my wife's insurance.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't have to be Medicare. The union make enough money off of me while I was working. Why is it they can continue pay for my benefit?
Okay. All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Well, I can't give you no idea of that for the union not doing anything for me right now away from make me pay my dues and then pay my pension. And that's where it stands. The union should continue paying medical.
Okay.
You know what I be. I'm more medical in need. When I was out there working, I may got a doctor maybe one time per year, or got a dentist one time per year. When I stop work, it's a different thing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, texts, email, job site, union meetings?
Well, union meeting has worked me good. And they send out, now they send out a letter every now and then.
Okay.
You know, retiree, every year them office, they send out a letter where you have to, get the notarize and fully up and send it back to them to prove so you're alive, that you continue your pension. If you're not sending back, they cut your pension.
Okay. This is what this next question entails. It says, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to you and the community? For more than four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Maybe a couple of times a year.
A couple, you said?
Yes, which will be two.
A couple of times, okay? Now I would like to ask you a few questions for satisfactory purposes. Generally speaking,
listen, you're taking up all my time, okay?
Okay, we're about to end. This is just the last one. You consider you're a Democrat, right? You told me you are a Democrat.
I told you I'm a registered voter. Yes.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not so very strong Democrat?
Tell me something. Is this all about politics, my brother?
Next question, just to make sure we have representative samples, what is your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Caucasian, black, African American. And finally, this is the last one. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Which is Tiber, right? That's your first name.
Yes, that's the first name.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. Have a good night, okay?
You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Excel BPC? Oh.
I'm going to ask you.